Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Paula M, welcome back. I just want to say to everybody, thank you for joining us. It has not only been a while since you and I talked about Diddy, but it's been a while since I talked about Diddy at all, because I've taken a major hiatus, but time is ticking. We are getting awfully close to the trial, and we're going to dive into it all. But before we do that, Paula, buenos dias.
How Buenos dias. How are you, Ron? I'm good. You know, I sent the live that we did about Virginia, and I sent the picture to everybody, and we're like, oh, I mean, we're gonna find out. Today is Monday.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We're gonna find out on Wednesday. I mean, if she shows up to trial, then
That's going to be the big thing. And I've just done a show about Virginia, and you know, she managed to leave the hospital with no one seeing her, nothing, nada. Checked out today without anyone seeing her, nothing, nada.
I'll pick her up.
Listen, do you know what? You and I, in fact, tomorrow. No, that's Russell Brand. There's something
tomorrow. What?
There's something I want to pull you into tomorrow. I'm doing a 3-hour Russell Brand mega panel.
Did you see the live? Did you see the live he did just before, less than an hour? I sent it to you.
Yeah, I seen it.
It's something.
Well, here's something. Here is something indeed, right? Because it just doesn't stop. This was when? Yesterday, this was, okay? And come on.
I saw that. I saw he was in Valuetainment. He gave this amazing interview in Valuetainment about giving up your manhood or something. Have you seen that?
No. This is me. This is it. This is the first headline I've seen since the last time I done a show about this. So we're gonna have a look at all the new allegations, and then sort of close it with a discussion on the build up to the trial, really. But Terrence Howard has, I just want to confirm that Terrence Howard is who I think he is.
Yeah, he's an actor. He's an actor.
Yeah, but he's, I've seen, if it's who, yeah, whoa. So, yeah, it's this guy.
Yeah.
It's this guy, everybody, right? And he's been in loads of stuff. Like loads and loads of stuff, right? So Terrence Howard has revealed he believes that Sean Diddy Combs once made SA advances towards him. Combs, who is currently awaiting trial for charges on trafficking, racketeering, transportation to engage in SEX, which he denies, he pled in the police custody. He's been held in police custody since September. Bail has been repeatedly denied over very significant concerns regarding alleged substance abuse and what appears to be anger issues, according to the U.S. magistrate, Judge Robin F. Pornofsky. This week, the controversial rapper 55 was also hit with five new criminal counts, including racketeering, trafficking, once more according to court records, to which he has also pled not guilty. Now Hollywood actor, who was Oscar nominated for his turn as a substance provider and pimp in 2005 film Hustle and Flow, has claimed that Combs invited him for weeks to meet previously on the supposed grounds that he wanted acting lessons.
Oh, no, no. I sent you something on the private chat. If you want, you can look at it before, because the valuetainment won't yeah, give you.
We will. Let me just get into the bottom of this paragraph. However, the 54 alleged that Combs spent their time together simply staring at him before asking him to hang out one weekend. When Howard's unnamed assistant then suggested that, in his opinion, the music star was trying to, you know, SEX Howard, the Empire star cut contact. So he was basically told. Oh God, what is this now with Bieber? Justin Bieber seen publicly after sparking concern for his son's safety. Yeah. Are we seeing a man forced to
give up a lot of things?
Humiliate himself publicly?
Yeah, well, have you seen him lately?
I mean,
he's absolutely gaunt. He's not eating. He's looking terrible. And if you listen to that the clip that I sent you, you can decide which one you play. He talks about how this haunts him. And that is actually him speaking with Ali Taman about this article. And then he said, wherever you go, that you may get the millions that they promised you, but it always stays with you.
Now, listen, Valuetainment, I just want to say to you, right? Just,
you know, there's a short life.
Amy claims.
In
why do you think that is? What the creative side is?
Well, because losing out money, you got to take drugs. You're going through so much shit.
I don't know what it is. When anyone wears a heavy cardigan indoors, I always feel like they're not well for some reason. Like they give me the vibes that they're ill and a bit frail. I'm not saying that's what it is. It's just what happens. And again, be quiet, Ron. Okay.
You know, there's a short life.
Why do you think that is? What the creative side is?
Well, because losing out money, you got to take drugs. You're going through so much shit to try and deal with life. You are literally, it's an unhealthy space. And so eventually you're going to go too far. You know, who knows what happened to Philip? Who knows what he had to do in order to get to where he was at? There's a lot of things that people do that end up sitting and they can't get over it. And they got to keep getting high, hoping to get it out of their head. You know, but when you lose your man card, that's the only thing I can think of. You lose your damn man card.
What is that? What do you mean by that?
You give up the ability, your right to being a man. A man don't take it. A man gives it. So when you give up that man card, you don't get that back.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
No, I'm saying what I'm saying. You don't get that back. You come into this world as a man one time. You give up that right for anything, for fear of being hurt, fear of somebody doing something, for wanting to gain something. When you give up that man card right, you lose some spiritual energy that has always been pushing through. Like if a woman gives up her womanly right of being a mother and taking care of her family and being do all those things. When you give up those things, but when you give up your manhood, I've never seen somebody recover from it. That was
Oh, I mean, 100%. I can see his point when it comes to you being a heterosexual male who is forced into a really dark situation like this for the gratification and offering of prosperity and taking the next step. What I mean, when you hear this, right? And I'll be honest with you, Terrence Howard's testimony here, this is a massive, massive statement. Okay, if anything, when we talk about survivors coming forward in cases, we've had every level of civilian come forward in this case. Please, Hollywood, follow in Terrence's footsteps and come forward with your testimonies, because it's clear to see there are people with talent that only make it so far. And when you don't hand over this manhood, you get stuck in your tracks.
It's basically if you're a person of integrity and you walk away from that, you're punished by they basically stole your career, you know, like they won't allow you, they blacklist you. But his this clip is absolutely fascinating. He talks about Bieber. It's absolutely
or Paula.
Right.
He just refused to give over his manhood.
That's what he's talking about.
Let me play devil's advocate. So does that mean he would be against taking someone's manhood? If the choice is give over yours or take someone else's, and there's a tape out there, and he's being forced into it, because this man does not look comfortable, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that's what's happened, but we have to ask ourselves the multi dimensions of this case, the control and everything. It could be a theory, but personally, I think this is the one to be listening to. 100%.
Yeah, he's amazing. Just listen to what he says. I was shocked.
It was all the people that went to the Puffy parties. That was all the people that did all those things thinking that there was never going to be a consequence for what they were doing. Get punked out and pimped out by some over greater desire. You shouldn't have a greater desire than being a man. So I believe that's a big problem with a lot of the actors out there, because they get fluid. And next thing you know, once you go fluid, it's gone. You don't have any foundation to pull yourself back from. So maintain your man card no matter what. Mm.
Man, I mean, you know, one of the things you're seeing, you went to a whole different place.
Sorry.
No, I get it. So you see some guys struggling with that. You see Bieber struggling with that. You see some of these guys struggling with that.
They can't get it out of their head. They can't get it out of their head. The things that they did, no matter how they did it, whether they were drunk or high or whatever, you gave up your man card. You need therapy. And that's the thing that hurts them the most. And so they end up on drugs, end up every way to try and get rid of any principle.
Do you know, I think this, using the term man card, is the wrong way of framing this, right? Because I feel like it's trivializing what is effectively a negotiated R word.
Well, no, the thing is that if you willingly do it, nobody has ever claimed that Bieber was art. It's just that he went with it.
No, I get it. No, I understand. Okay. But we're talking about, anyway, let's continue with this. Let's not split hairs this time, but I'm not disagreeing with you.
Suppose there are, and that's what the business does. And the women that trade their bodies to go and get the role, they get to the point where they have their Oscar, they have their money, but they don't have their dream. They don't have the soul that they started with. So it's like achieving don't mean anything. If I get all the Nobel Prizes from doing all of this, but in the process I have to trade out all of my integrity to do it so that they can stay in place, what benefit is that if I lose my integrity? You got to go in as a principal. Mm. And what we were brought in here is men. We produce 1,500 sperm per heartbeat for a reason, because the aggression is necessary. You don't trade that in, no matter what.
Did you ever...
He's basically saying that some men sold out. He's not talking about the people who were hard. He's talking about the men who did this, or women who, you know, okay, you know, I'm going to sleep with this guy. I know he's gross, but, you know, he's going to get me to the next level. You know what I mean? That's what he's talking about. He's not criticizing clearly victims that are, have been going through, you know. So this is not what he's talking about. This is what he's saying. When you give up, he didn't say when your man card gets taken away from you, which is different.
No, I get it.
And you have to look at it from a cultural point of view too, Ron, because for example, I know that I have a lot of Black friends, and that for them being looked upon as a manly thing, you know, they're men. So this is why they call it the men card, because it's very important to them. At least from my friend's point of view, I can't speak clearly. I cannot generalize, but this is what he's talking about, that you give up, not that it's taken. You see the difference?
No, that wasn't my point. I mean, I'm completely aware of the control and the horror that goes with all of this. Just give me a second. Just keep going, Paul. I'm trying to find something.
No. I mean, it's just that. The thing is that I saw a comment saying that this sounds like the Tate brothers. No, he's not talking about anything like that, guys. If you listen to what he's saying, it's like, and they ask him, and during the interview, did that cost you money? That cost your career? And he goes, hell yes, it did. You know, it did cost me a lot of movie roles. It cost me a lot of things, because of course I was blacklisted because I was not willing to do what, you know, they wanted me to do. So he probably would have earned an Oscar, you know, like all those people thanking Harvey Weinstein for, you know. I remember Meryl Streep, one that used to be one of my favorite actresses, when they said, I want to thank God and Harvey Weinstein, you know, like,
right.
I mean, this is pretty, Ron, I can't believe you did the close up when I was making that ugly face. But anyway, that's what it is. People sell their soul to the devil, and then they get angry because, you know, they get caught selling their souls to the devil. I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for them. I agree with you, Linda Lou.
I just want to, I'm not going to put the article up on the screen, but I just want to read this couple of paragraphs about Bieber. Justin Bieber has been seen publicly after sparking concern for safety over his 7-month-old son, Jack Blues. The sorry hitmaker, 31, and wife, Hailey Bieber, 28, welcomed their first child in August last year and have mostly kept the talk away from their social media pages. They boast a combined following of almost 350 million on Instagram alone. However, over the weekend, Justin shared a rare snap of the youngster and himself in an embrace while soaking up the sun. While Justin is seen wearing a pair of black shorts, Jack is completely nude with a Space Invader emoji to cover his face, and his dad's hand shielding his bum. Fans were quick to point out the dangers of sharing such a photo online, especially given that, and discourse rages on. Justin has seen in highest pressure. Okay, so the reaction was, you've got 350 million followers. You probably shouldn't be putting partially naked pictures of your kids online. I can fully agree with that. I fully, fully, fully agree with that. And it's almost, again, why would you do that? Like, what goes through your brain to make you do that? Listen, Lisa, that is the one. It looks very like a humiliation task. You know, we can keep your name out of this for another month if you want. You just got to do this. You know what I'm saying? It really is, man. And it's the level as well of money and power. When we talk about that vodka company, is it Sirocco? Like, they're worth billions and billions. It comes with a lot of power, and the Diddy case is riddled with it. Now, we've got 3 hours ago a report on the Diddy case from, I do believe, Ventura. I can't remember this lady's first name. Cassie Ventura, that's it. As the federal SEX crime trial for Sean Diddy Combs is rapidly approaching, there is much speculation about what evidence is going to be produced against the rapper. However, we're more interested in who's going to take the stand against him, and we may have one confirmed witness, and it's a bombshell. In the indictment against Combs, federal prosecutors accused the rapper of committing crimes against women labeled as a victim one. They described the victim as being a subject to alleged physical and SA abuse, and also described her to be a former long-term girlfriend of Combs per court documents. We first heard the allegations in Combs' indictment from former long-term girlfriend and Bad Boy Records signee Cassandra Cassie Ventura. She filed a lawsuit in November 2003, accusing the rapper of human transportation. All of this horrible stuff you can see on the screen, and other hollered allegations that stemmed from the so-called freak-off parties, where prosecutors allege women and men were under the influence unknowingly of substances and forced to perform acts for Mr. Combs' pleasure. He was also accused of using video footage to blackmail victims into compliance. According to TMZ, victim one is prepared to testify under her own name in the trial. It looks like we are going to see if the mystery individual really is Cassie or someone completely different. Meanwhile, the three other alleged victims are still remaining anonymous during the trial, according to the outlet, though the names of the women were given to Combs' attorney, the report says. What do you think? Because that would be pretty major. Yeah. Pretty major.
Yeah, I just still don't understand how he's the only one there, though. And I know you say that they're gonna.
We need to wait and see. This is the thing.
But then why haven't they called other people back? This is what I don't get.
Well, this is what I mean. It may be Diddy singing like a canary. That may be what drags everyone else into this. You know, look at how many people have ran for the hills. Where's Ellen? Gone. Leonardo DiCaprio? Gone. Oprah? Gone.
Well, no, Oprah's there. Ellen is in the UK, but she can still be recalled.
Oh, no, absolutely. But still, run away. They've all bolted. They can say it was because of Trump all they want, but
do you think that that's what they're doing?
I don't know.
It's because I just don't get it, because if it's a RICO case, at least two or three people should be with him, not just him. It doesn't make any sense. A RICO
right, but we're going to see. Soul Therapy, he is singing 100%. Well, here's the other right end of the stick on this soul, Lady D. He also has children. Okay? And if we're looking at the grand scale of this, he may be told to just say, hey, listen, Diddy, you better take this all on your shoulders. I'm just saying, evil is evil.
He really cares about his kids. You know, he doesn't strike me as the man who cares about his kids, to tell you the truth.
That is very plausible, too.
I'm being honest, you know, like he doesn't strike me as the man who really cares about his kids. I'm sorry. You know, he's a very selfish man. That's what I get anyways. You know, that's my take on it. And I'm just shocked that it's been a year and a half in jail and they haven't gotten anybody else. I know that he might be singing like a canary, like whatever you want to call it, but they would still need.
Could you not argue that we have still got time for a massive sting operation where everyone's taken at once, right? Where we're going to see a huge Hollywood door knock, the big red key, as we call it in the UK, you know, that big red battering ram that they smash doors in with. We could be seeing that. And we could be seeing that the leniency or the conspiracy is how long it's taken and how many of them have been allowed to scramble. You know, I imagine Ellen is saving up for the Ellen clone that will get dragged back to the USA and will subsequently fall off a ledge, and she'll go and live on the island with Tupac and Lady Di and Elvis. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but I get it. But I don't understand why this man is not. I don't know. I just don't get it. I really don't get why, because I've followed all the RICO cases, and usually from the very beginning, one of the things that they do is they grab one or two or three people. So they play each of them against each other to see if they can get more information. But having only Diddy, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, you can still go to RICO with one or two people if you can prove that the crimes are linked to other criminal organizations.
What do you mean?
Well, look at Sean's case. They tried to pin RICO on him And it was just him and Wildman that were arrested, but they were trying to connect him to other criminal organizations that he dealt with, making it RICO, as that's what I do believe was the case. I might have that totally wrong. Because Sean was facing 250 years. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
250 that's years. True. If the RICO had went through, he would have been, none of us would be here right now chatting, you know what I mean?
But the thing is, though, that when is his trial supposed to start?
5th of May, I think. Start of May. I think.
I don't know. You know, there's something there that it's not jiving with me. And I am not the only one who have said it before, by the way.
Not since the late 50s, as anyone said, they're not jiving with anything. Correct.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just busting your chops because I've just not heard the word jiving for a while.
But the thing is, though, that with Diddy, okay, what are they going to get? Okay, they got him alone. What if he's given up names and they're not making arrests because the names that he's given up
correct
are too powerful? Let's say, what if he gives up Obama, Clinton?
Yeah.
You know, because don't forget that the Men on the Island and Diddy ran in the same circles. Yeah. And I don't know, I know many of your subscribers, if I mention this name, they won't know who he is, because usually the real important people, you never know their names really well. But just Ron Burkle is all I will say, because Ron Burkle is the godfather to Diddy's children. He's the owner of Soho House. He's a billionaire who has an airplane that competed with, I think it was his was called something, I can't remember what his airplane is called.
Any billionaires, right? They're heavily invested in anyone who just so happens to be up for massive RICO transportation cases need to be have at least a couple of questions thrown at them, I feel. It's not guilty by association. It's just there's not many of you billionaires compared to us regular folk. And associations with people who you may or may not have a good idea of what goes on behind closed doors, they've got a lot more to lose than the regular person, if you see what I'm saying, in the grand scheme of what makes, I don't know, what somebody have something to lose, if that makes sense. Excuse me a second, Paul.
Mm-hmm. No, well, yeah, I get it. But what if he gave up the names, but nothing is happening because these names are too important? That is the problem that I'm having with all of this. I mean, even comedians in the United States are making fun of this. You know, I think that Dave Chappelle was also saying something like, how is that possible that there's only one black dude that's in a RICO case? You know, the crime itself, it implies, you know, that there's more than one person involved. And the fact that they're not.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that Diddy was arrested and then the mayor of New York was arrested and there was such a bond and connection between those two. Could we not argue that that was possibly connected to this or discovered through this? And it's not much, but we could say that's something. But I think you're right, Paula. And I don't know who was it that said that they thought he was going to be singing like a canary, but I think it's very plausible. And I think the worry is that, are they acting on his reports if he is indeed doing that?
I know, but
DiCaprio bolted as well.
It's like saying, you know, it's very hard to, because I know I keep going on about it, but it's like saying, okay, we're arresting, we know that there's a band of thieves that is robbing, right? And then you have a group of men going to a bank and rob. And then the police arrives, and instead of taking all of the robbers, they decide to take only one. And then he gives up the names of the other members, but they're still charging him as being part of a band of robbers. Do you know what? It doesn't make sense. And to me, this is something about something else, to tell you the truth. It's got to be something that we're not being told. It's got to be something that really important people, and I do believe that Obama and Clinton are involved, because he was heavily into donating for them and to them, and Hillary Clinton. Ron Burkle, I do believe that Ron Burkle is his main. Ron Burkle, guys, is an incredibly powerful guy. And Diddy, and he's also a business partner of Diddy and his clothing thing, and also with the vodka thing, which a lot of people say that it was the vodka thing that got him in trouble.
It could be, because it, when we look at the money behind these, Paula, like, let me just look at...
Because it's very questionable that you have Harvey, Diddy, and Epstein, three people that are deeply connected, but Ron Burkle, who's a partner of Diddy, is not even called in for questioning or nothing.
Right. Well, that's where the power stops, right? So the power factor, isn't it, right?
Somebody's saying BlackRock.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, because it doesn't make sense. Why haven't they called Ron Burkle? He was a business partner to Diddy. He did attend the parties. Not only that, he hosted some parties at Soho House in New York, in Los Angeles, and all of these things.
Yeah, it's...
And Oprah. I mean, we have Kris Jenner, who is in, well, I don't know if she still has those X posts or IG posts or whatever you want to call them, with Diddy saying, oh, he's, you know, he's like a son to me. I take care of his kids, you know, like, and Kris Jenner's toy boy saying that he was, he's like a stepfather to the children. You know what I mean? Mm. Kris Jenner knew what was going on with Diddy being abusive to the women in his life and stuff like that. So I, you know, like when Harvey went down, then everybody said, oh, we all knew about it, but nobody said anything. So now we have people like Terrence Williams coming out. We see Justin Bieber literally falling apart in public. We're literally seeing this man who is right now, Ron, I mean, I think he's like 95 pounds or something like that. He's not eating. He's not sleeping. He's all gaunt. Clearly, there's some issues there.
Yeah. Well, are we watching somebody crumbling over their own anxiety, their own concern that he's approaching being dragged into court? Because you can't imagine a scenario where Justin Bieber isn't brought in to do some sort of witness account or something, right? I mean, is that not plausible? Because you would think it would have to be, right?
Well, but the thing is that Bieber has never admitted to anything. I don't know if they have been able to decode the tapes, because they were heavily scripted. They had, you know, the encrypted, you know, like they were heavily encrypted out of the, I don't know how many terabytes or something, 96 terabytes. They hadn't even been able to decrypt like 1 terabyte or 1.5 terabyte. So, and a lot of that tape could be just surveillance, you know, people who were coming in, you know. So, and if they haven't even been able to decrypt 10% of that, I mean, unless they find a tape or somebody hands it over of Justin Bieber, I mean, if it was consensual, unless he was a minor.
Well, this is the thing, because there was a lot of interactions during that period of Bieber's life. And it was the same with, you know, Usher was another one. And there's just a lot.
But Usher is also not talking.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well,
Oprah was very good friends with Diddy. She used to go in Princess Eugenie and Beatrice and Fergie.
Was Usher not implemental in bringing Bieber to Diddy?
Yeah.
So maybe that's why Usher's off the hook, or, you know, got away with further traumatic encounters. You know, because he brought an alternative pound of flesh, metaphorically speaking.
Well, that's what the men on the island used to do. Mm. He used to get people, either you can come or you can, either you can give me the massage or you can recruit and I'll pay you depending on, you know, that's what these girls are doing. So I guess that, you know, maybe it was this way to pay it forward or, you know, to get somebody. If they did it to me, I'm going to get somebody. Because you see, doing it to Justin Bieber, if it allegedly, it's like a big catch for them because Justin Bieber was at the height. He's a white boy, very famous. So it's a very, very, it's a very unique way to humiliate him and to hold something over him, you know, because you're big, because Justin Bieber was big, very young.
Massive.
I was in Oslo. I told you.
Unprecedented fame.
Almost Beatle-like. I was in Oslo when he held this surprise concert. I remember the Opera House. And the girls, I remember, was inside the Opera House. And the girls kept coming and it had like JB. And like, what the hell's going on? What is JB? And then it's Justin Bieber. And they were all fainting. The police had to call, you know, I mean, they didn't have enough police people to, because it was just of a sudden thing. It was a surprise that one of the billionaires brought Justin Bieber when their opera house opened in Oslo, which is very beautiful. And he was playing then. And it was like the whole city just went like crazy and the girls fainting. So it would have been like a power trip for Diddy to humiliate him that like that. You know what I mean? Even if it's drugged or whatever. I don't know. But the mother, why would the mother give him up for a weekend? The legal guardianship. I think that they should call the mother in.
Yeah, 100%.
No, I'm serious. I mean, can you imagine, can you see yourself handing over legal guardianship of your son to or daughter to a rapper for a weekend, Ron?
It does. It's a very odd period of time where that seemed to be a normal process, and it's very concerning because I think there's a lot of these parents that have a lot to answer for, and I just don't see it ever happening. But you're so right, because what was the legal process? Because there must have been documents that took out repercussions from the parents and put it on the people that were looking after them. It must have been some, like, I just don't understand. I really don't.
But so, what do you think is going to come out of this?
I hope we get a full trial. I hope nothing suspicious happens. I hope that justice is served. I hope every victim who is capable of getting justice gets justice. I hope the truth comes to the surface, and I hope we don't get 2% of what could have been the biggest case to help eradicate a large section of the evil that plagues Hollywood right now. But when we have most of them in it together, hopefully we'll start seeing cracks.
Okay, I'm going to put a question forward to you. You said that you're waiting for them to come to the trial, right? Maybe they will pop him up at the trial. But don't you think that by now they should have at least leaked a few names?
Well, this is what I think. I think there's a massive operation in place that is going to come to fruition that's going to explain why. You know, I really, really do. I think there is something in the works where we're going to see a huge one-night operation that has taken so much preparation and gathering of extra officers and resources and all of this. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what my gut tells me. But also, what the hell do we know? Do you know what I mean? So,
well, from what the information that we have outside, Ron, what are the possibilities? Jay-Z, what's happening with Jay-Z?
I think all his charges were dropped, were they not? I think all of his charges.
I guess was that conversation fake that was leaked about Diddy?
Well, I think that conversation that was leaked all those months ago was real. I really, really do. You know, and I think it was put out without the knowledge of the Diddy camp as a flex to show Diddy he can't control his empire without them knowing. I really do.
Well, they were all together. Didn't we have R. Kelly? Didn't they say that R. Kelly, something happened to R. Kelly to him? He was like badly beaten or something like that. Well, and
I don't know. All I know is R. Kelly was a horrible person who allegedly got what he deserved, and all these, all whatever. I mean, he was charged with horrible crimes. But what makes it interesting for me is the timing of it all, and how if you cross these people, they will feed you to the wolves. And I mean, hey, they're bad people, they deserve to go down. But it's interesting to watch the weaponization of monsters from other monsters.
Yeah, the thing is that R. Kelly, Diddy, and Jay-Z used to be the unholy trail. You know, they did everything together. And I mean, I am of the belief that you can be a horrible person, but that doesn't make you a criminal. You know, you can be disgusting, you can be whatever you want, but if you don't commit a crime, that you shouldn't be punished for a crime just because you're a horrible person and I don't like you, you know, and you're a questionable morals. But as long as you don't break the law, that's fine. But Jay-Z, R. Kelly, and Diddy, if R. Kelly went down and Diddy went down, why isn't Jay-Z going down? Because they were all in it together.
Well, allegedly all in it together. Because we just, when it comes to Jay-Z, he is 10 times the financial powerhouse of Diddy. You know, who knows if that was a warning, why he was dragged into it? Who knows? But I honestly think that the fires in California that happened are going to be a huge element of anything that could go in favor of Diddy.
I mean, what is it? What do you guys think on the audience? What do you think that are watching? Why do you think? Do you honestly think that Jay-Z was hanging around R. Kelly and Diddy, and they were all part of these parties, and that they would not know anything about it? Do you think that Jay-Z has some sort of deal with the government? That he gave up people.
You're talking about Jay-Z?
Yeah, that he gave up people like Diddy, or that white guy, Abercrombie Finch guy, you know.
We've got to watch how we're speculating with Jay-Z.
No, I'm saying alleged. This is just my opinion. I'm wondering if he is an informant or is giving people up allegedly. Because I mean, if I hang around with my mate, you know, like, and we're doing these parties together, and there's so many whispers and accusations and allegations, you know, it's inconceivable, or at least implausible, that he would not know what was going on at those parties that he helped organize and was part of.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Ron, it's like, for example, if you and I have decide to start throwing parties, they would be fun, by the way, but let's say we start throwing parties.
Yeah.
And you know, we're going to get the people and Jay-Z seen there. He's one of the people organizing it. I see Jay-Z as the power of the three. I don't see R. Kelly being the powerful one, and I don't see Diddy being the powerful one. I see Jay-Z being like the leader of the pack kind of thing.
Okay.
That's the personality that he strikes me.
Okay.
Because nobody disrespects Jay-Z.
Well, that's it. I think there's a prominent power status that's obvious, right? But for me, like I say, it's the pyramid of evil. It's the speculation, the reports that have come out since the Diddy case broke, with you know, Big Homie, for example, and all the things that are questionable that have been seen. For me, it's a never-ending cycle of accusations and charges and more horrendous myths and lore that come out about Diddy, the parties, his history, all of it. There's nothing that isn't suspicious that doesn't point towards something dark going on. And the fact that all those properties burnt down, I think we need to pay attention to who's going to start buying the land that those properties sat on and what rebuilds upon them, because the tunnels are real. And, you know, that is a hot commodity.
Has it been confirmed that the tunnels are real?
Yeah. I mean, Ron puts his stamp of approval on tunnels all over the world being used for sadism and elites' horrible desires, if I'm being honest.
Do you think so?
Oh, 100 million percent. 100 million percent. If you want to know more about that, tune in on a Wednesday night. Zara has been taking on us on her journey and her experiences, and yeah, there is, everything lines up with so many other survivors of this, and it's harrowing. But yeah, there is. I'm sold on the tunnels, 100%, 100%.
I don't know, you know, like, but didn't they say, I think somebody came out and said that the tunnels were used just for example, for safety. I think it was one of the bodyguards that came and said that there were tunnels, but the tunnels were in case they needed to, for example, there's because they're such celebrities, sometimes they break in like they did with Sandra Bullock, you know, and that they have those tunnels in order to be able to escape. They said that there was nothing nefarious.
Okay. But that's the thing. I mean, I'm not going to take their word for it. You know, I'm going to take these. I mean, you're saying that basically somebody said that these tunnels don't exist, right?
No, they said that the tunnels exist. I saw.
Oh, sorry, I misheard you. I beg your pardon.
Yeah, absolutely. It was for their own safety because, you know, of course, they're celebrities, and that those tunnels led, for example, if in case they needed to escape, because of course people are breaking in. It's like, you know, when you have a panic room.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, I honestly, you know, I'm going to just say now, I think my stance on this is I think we're going to see a massive sting operation. Okay. I think there's been a courtesy grace period to let as many of them run as far as they can possibly go. I think that we're going to see that sting operation happen. We're going to see a huge RICO case roll out. Either that, or it's just going to be as it's been reported on, and suspiciously Diddy's going to be the only one. The RICO will be dropped. It'll all be put on him, and that'll be him done and dusted. You know?
I don't know, but
I just don't get it.
Maybe I'm thick or whatever, but why would they only put Diddy away if it's a RICO case?
Money.
No, power. But then they shouldn't have framed it as a RICO case.
Well, I think that was to put fear in people that may have not fallen into line. They needed to put that pressure on the rest of Hollyweird. You know what I mean? Because there's something brewing, man. I'm telling you. And if it's either going to be all or nothing, in my opinion. There's no middle ground. There's no kind of. It's either going to be all or nothing.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, for example, if they accuse you of something, and I think this is why the case may fall apart. And this is why I think Diddy may walk free. Because if you are accusing somebody, if you're going to trial for something and you can't prove it because you know what I mean? This is something like, okay, if I'm accusing you of doing drugs, but then that's the charge that he has. But then you come on to trial and you say, well, then, but he wasn't doing drugs. It was like, he was selling, I don't know, alcohol to minors. Okay. That is something completely different. Then the case can be thrown out.
Well, yeah, but this is...
They don't allow you to change midway at this point. Charges, because he's been in jail for this.
Well, of course they will. They tried to bring the charges against Sean, but they couldn't get the evidence to link it all as a RICO. You can try and charge people with it, but it might not make it. I mean, that's what my understanding of it, if you see what I mean.
I don't know, but the RICO case is something completely different, Ron. The RICO case is something that involves, it implies that there is a group of people who are part of it.
I understand that. But there may not be sufficient evidence to bring charges that connect them all. You know, witnesses
then
might...
They shouldn't have charged him for that. Then they shouldn't have charged him for that. They should have charged him for R and extortion.
Slap all the charges on him. Slap them all. Slap him with everything. Get his parking tickets out as well.
You're not getting it. Okay. Do you know some people who walk? Because you've heard of this woman who killed her daughter, Anthony Casey Anthony or something like that. And then they wanted to ask the death penalty, right? Uh-huh. And I am absolutely convinced that had the prosecution not asked for the death penalty and they just said like manslaughter for neglect or something like that, she would have gone to jail. But because they were asking for such a strong, they were accusing her of something, a first degree murder, and they were asking for such, you know, like death penalty. Mm-hmm. People didn't want to do that because you have to meet higher standards for such serious crimes. And if the prosecution hasn't been able to prove by now that there were other people involved, so this can't be a RICO case. And therefore, he can walk. And then he can get turned around and sue the state for having, you know. He can. If guys, I'm not kidding you. He can walk. You can walk out on a technicality and they can't retry you. They can dismiss it with prejudice, which means that they won't be able to retry him again.
That's quite a scary thought. You know,
what do you mean?
Well, it's a scary thought if you're right there, Paula. If this whole thing has been set up in a way where there is a possible outcome for him to walk free, effectively, is what I'm saying.
Well, but you just said it. Maybe they haven't got the evidence for the RICO, which is his main charge.
Well, no,
but
what
RICO
I'm saying
cases
is,
don't happen. It's not a single person. A RICO case can never be a single person. This is why Dave Chappelle did that stand up thing saying, you know, it's something that we're seeing in America right now that a single and only one black man is being charged with a RICO case because it's an impossibility.
Yeah. I mean, I hear exactly what you're saying. And it makes sense. It is very questionable. It is concerning. But what does it mean in the grand scheme of things? Is this...
He may walk free. If the prosecution can't find people that were collaborating with him or were coming forward, because so far we've only seen like a couple of witnesses come forward about him. But that... Look up the definition of RICO so people can what a RICO case is. And then you'll understand that if by now that they should have arrested at least another person. And maybe this is why, what's his name, that he's laughing, still laughing.
Well, is it possible that they have, but we just don't know about it?
But Ron, if they have arrested somebody, it would be a celebrity because... Diddy only got celebrities with him.
Yeah, but is it not possible that there is a legal repercussion for anyone finding out that they're in the... I don't know, I'm just saying. Is it not possible that there's people who we're going to find out at a later date? I don't know. I'm just confused by the whole thing. And
okay, I'm going to tell you what it is.
You're giving me worrying concerns that my hope of a massive sweep that's going to take out half of Hollywood ain't going to happen, all right? You know?
Okay. A RICO case. What is a RICO case? The Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act. This is what people are saying. Diddy is a person. RICO cases are against organizations like the mob. You know? That's what a RICO case is mostly about. So basically they're accusing Diddy of being an enterprise himself. And you can't, because a RICO case is specifically when you take down mob, mm-hmm. you know, the mob or like terrorist groups or stuff like that. That's what a RICO case is. But then you will have a single black man sitting in a cell and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, to be honest. You're right. It really doesn't make any sense.
And it requires at least three people.
Well, listen, do you agree with Paula? Put one in the side chat. If you're just confused, I'm just telling you what the thing is.
I'm just telling you what it is. It's something that has been bothering me, and not only me, but a lot of people are wondering. And it's not whether it's Jay-Z or whether it's anybody else. You know, this is why I wonder about that white guy from, I remember the white guy that was arrested and was let go for just $1 million bond. And he was literally accused of the same thing as Diddy.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever happened to him?
Nothing. He's free walking. You don't hear any more about him.
That's true.
He's not in jail, and he was literally accused of the same thing. but to men. No, well, which is exactly the same thing that he was doing, but to Hollywood stars. But you, and he was with the men on the island.
Yep. Oh, God, it's just, it's a brain pickle. And I think what we'll do is the next time that I put up my Diddy show, we'll be diving into a lot more of the backlog of charges and more accusations that have been going on. Because Paula's points are just, they're so on the ball to this, on that point with the RICO, that it's kind of smashed my brain into oblivion as to what all of this is going to amount to and what it means.
No, to be honest, I've been watching a lot of like experts, like lawyers, lawyers that are talking and they're wondering. I watch these two channels that are huge. She's huge. And she covers all these channels and she's a legal expert. Emily D. Baker. That's the one that I follow. And okay. I'm sure many of you know who she is. And she was like, what the hell is going on? Is this a RICO case or not?
Mm.
Do you know? Because
you can understand. You can understand why. Fully understand why.
Yeah, but it's not only her. Every like other legal experts, you know, that are talking about, you know, people, how lawyers are talking about this. So I watch all of them because I was confused too. So it's not that I'm an expert at it, but I've been listening to them, and then I got to read about it. And then one of the lawyers said there's a very good chance that they have overcharged them. And if they have overcharged them, the judge may well say, if you don't have enough evidence, because evidence has to be made public, because this is a prosecution thing, right? So by now, the when is this trial? Now in May? And the prosecution hasn't really put out a full list of, I understand you can protect the witness, but more stuff that substantiates the, and there are people who have been in the hearings, because you know they're federal, so you can't have cameras. But these lawyers go in and then they come and report and they say they don't understand what the hell's going on. They don't use the word hell. But they don't understand how this can be that case, and that from what they see, that he may walk out.
Gee, I mean, to think that it could end with Diddy having a possible Christmas number one single is mind blowing. I'm just saying, like, it's bonkers. And we're coming into the last 5 minutes, Paula. Do you want to? Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's incredible because, for example, one of the good examples this lady gave, she said, for example, they can have a RICO case against RCA, you know, the company, the record company.
Okay.
Because it's organization, and then
that's an interesting one. All right, okay. I just want to say to all of the mods and to everyone watching who has been taking part in our call-in shows and all the rest, there's a new server for this. If you go to projectrook.com and click call into the show, you'll get taken straight to the server. And if you're a regular caller, you'll be given a role where you'll know you won't be removed from the server after you log out, and it'll keep it nice and compact, and our movement server will be getting a facelift, and I'm looking forward to that. But Paula, what have you got coming on your channel? What's happening in Paula Land? Tell us some stuff.
Well, I just released a video of Meghan Markle because she posted on her website. I am absolutely, it's mind-boggling, guys. Go watch it, because this woman thinks she's above the law. She posted on her website that if you buy, she's not responsible if anything happens to you for buying her products that are food products that are not properly labeled, and that she's bound by New York law, and that she's not going to listen to the international treaty for, there's a UN international treaty for the sale of goods. So if you buy a product from her, according to her on her website, that treaty doesn't apply to her, because apparently unilaterally she can decide which laws she can obey or not. I mean, this is absolutely insane. And she posts that on her website. And then she's sending letters to people who bought her stuff, but they didn't get it. And then she sends letters saying, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. There's no product. We're not going to refund your money. And when this ever comes available, I'm going to send it to you as a gift.
Damn.
I kid you not. And I mean, I just don't understand how is this even allowed in the United States of America or how people are not talking about that.
We've got people sending out tweets and going to jail for 3 years. So trust me, we've got our own problems over here. It's a madness. It really, really is. Now, I do believe coming up next, we have the wonderful Mr. Sean Atwood. The next show should be starting in the next couple of minutes. Now, give me 1 second just to make sure everything's right.
Thanks for having me, Ron. Always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Always a pleasure. And let's hope we don't have Diddy giving us a hit single in December, because that is a worry to me. I think and the problem is that it's too late to change the charges, because that's, you know, you have a time frame to talk to do that.
Let's hope you're really wrong. And all the that way. Now we've got the next show is up in 5 minutes, and it was used by elites from the age of 6, survivor Kelly Patterson. It's going to be a hardcore one, guys.
Casabear. Look at Casabear's making fun of me saying that word again.
Oh yeah, compass. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a compass, not a compass. Legend, absolute legend. So we're just gonna waffle until Sean starts his live stream.
Okay, cool.
We'll be able to. I will have completed my job successfully for the day.
I'm so glad, guys. You know, but this is gonna be very interesting. What happens? It's gonna be a nightmare.
Yeah. Listen, time will tell, and hopefully.
What other victims? Okay. Well, just quickly, what other victims have come forward?
Oh, look, there's WADs, but it's how many are credible? How many have been delusional? There's so many issues with all of it.
That was terrible what happened with that JC thing, because it took credibility away from that lawyer, you know, with that fake victim. That was terrible. This is my problem that I have with all these victims coming around, you know, that take credibility away from anything, because then Diddy can pinpoint and say she's lying.
Yeah.
And in that RICO case. So you might end up buying Diddy. He might do. And then he might turn around and sue the state for everything. So not only might he walk free, but he might sue for millions and millions and millions, because he can claim that he could have been making music and loss of income and reputation and all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's...
And I have another theory, but that we don't have time to go into that one, because you're going to starting your new life and stuff like that.
Oh no, I'm hanging up the headphones for the evening. It is the wonderful Sean Atwood that will be taking you through for the rest of our viewing this evening, and we have another packed day tomorrow for you all, from 6 o'clock right the way through to the evening. Starting off at 6 with a mega panel on Russell Brand, and then we're going into Lionel, I do believe it is tomorrow night, and
and we gotta wait and see if Virginia shows up at the trial.
Of course,
that's gonna be. I mean, we should really come back if she shows up. We have to come back and really talk about it, because we gotta know what's going on there. And if she doesn't show up, we also have to talk about it. By the way, before we go, what happened to the painter?
Well, listen. Here's a thing. In Virginia's case, they could just say she turned up to court remotely because, you know, she's just suffered such heavily injuries, right? And then no one sees her going in and out again. You know, that's what's going to happen. Like,
well, when Pidina saw the pictures, because we were talking about it yesterday, and I sent her the life, and she goes, "Oh, Paola, that girl doesn't look good. She looks dead."
It's Pidana, crazy.
Paula, like Pidana was like, "Oh my God, Paula, I hope she shows up on Wednesday," you know, because it was like, we have to do a show about that, you know, because it's like, and we're like, yeah, we have to do a show, because that picture, the way it was, she says, there's no way that that girl is even posing, because she's not even an actress. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, and this one thing I forgot to say, you know that there's a black thing right behind her? That's not the bed.
Yep.
It looks like a man who's propping her to be sideways for the picture.
It's super sus. I just want to say to everyone as well, as soon as this live ends, you will be prompted to go to the next or automatically carried over. I'm just waiting to see where the bang of it's saying. Hang on.
Wednesday is the day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Less than 48 hours till we find out exactly how much more of layer of stuff is going to be loaded on.
Has Sean gone to contact her?
I don't know, but I can tell you something.
What?
There's going to be, this is going to be a Zoom call court meeting with for her. I'm telling you, I can see it coming. I can see it coming.
I think she's going to show up. If she left the hospital, she has to show up. Otherwise, the hospital would not release her. She would try to stay in the hospital as long as possible.
If she was ever in hospital, because she wasn't in an accident, so why would she be in hospital? And that image wasn't allegedly from now. They're trying to resell that image now as what was her injuries from the January 9th attack. But then where are the pictures of her on social media with all these wounds back then? Madness.
It's insane. Well, I can't wait for Wednesday. You know, I've been thinking about it. So we're even Pedina and I are going to be looking at that because we're like...
See if Pedina wants to...
Oh yeah, she would come. She would come.
Yeah, let's do a Wednesday mega rant on Virginia, the three of us, because
she's shocked. She was like, "Well, but we have to wait and see. What time is it in Australia? Is Australia ahead or behind?"
Listen, I'm so confident that no one's going to see her enter that court or leave because it will be done online that we don't even have to worry about it. I'm telling you now, 100%. It might not be done over Zoom. But I guarantee you there'll be no footage, no photographs, no sightings, nothing, nothing. I'm telling you now. That's how
common. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, is Australia ahead or behind?
Yeah, they're in the future. It's tomorrow.
So tomorrow we should know because then by tomorrow it would be Wednesday, right?
Oh, yeah. You're so smart. Well, listen, tomorrow, the future, we'll see you there. Sean is now live. Thank you, Paula. Thank you, Sidechat. Thank you, Mods. I'll see you all tomorrow. Take it easy, my G's.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.